Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/GregoryGirard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/GregoryGirard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
Newspaper. Yeah, it was good. I've had a good show that day. What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right. I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet. And I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Friday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Stories. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and now I want to talk about Major League Baseball. Let's talk about Major League Baseball.
Me out to the ball game, take me out with the crowd.
Buy me some peanuts, some crack.
Some crack?
Buy me some peanuts, some crack.
Some crack?
Buy me some peanuts, some crack.
Some crack? You want to get some crack? Okay, that sounds good.
I don't care if we never get back.
Let me root.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? We're talking about the Major League Baseball. The season is over, and now they're playing in the playoffs. And in the American League, they had 5 teams that qualified as the top 5 teams in the American League. And they were the Houston Astros was in first place. The New York Yankees was in second place. The Toronto Blue Jays are in third place. The Cleveland Guardians are in fourth place. And the Tampa Bay Devil Rays are in fifth place. Now, the playoffs have started, and the New York Yankees have defeated the Cleveland Guardians. They beat them in 5 games. So they tied 2 games apiece, and then the Cleveland Guardians lost game 5 in the series. So now the New York Yankees are playing the first place team, which is the Houston Astros. And the Houston Astros are up 2 games on the New York Yankees. So that's what's going on in the American League. I don't know the standing between the Toronto Blue Jays and the Tampa Bay Devil Rays. I don't know what their standing is in the series between them, but I'll find out and I'll let you know on Saturday or on Monday when I find out what their series is and where they're located in the playoffs. Now let's go to the National League. The National League has five teams that qualified for the playoffs. And the first place team was the Los Angeles Dodgers. Second place team was the New York Mets. Third place team was the Tampa Bay, was the Atlanta Braves. And the fourth place team was the San Diego Padres. And the fifth place team was the St. Louis Cardinals. Now, the New York Mets played the fourth place team, which was the San Diego Padres, and the Padres beat them in the series. So the New York Mets are out of the playoffs, and the San Diego Padres are playing the Los Angeles Dodgers in the series. And I don't know what the standing of the Atlanta Braves playing the St. Louis Cardinals. I don't know what that standing is, but that's another round of the series that I'll have to find out and let you know. But the Los Angeles Dodgers are behind 2-0 against the San Diego Padres. So we have to wait and see if Los Angeles Dodgers pulls that series out and continue to be in first place in the playoffs. But that's baseball sports report for the Major League Baseball. So now, let's do NFL football, the sports report for the NFL Football League. We're talking about week number 7 as the teams are playing in week number 7. All right, Major League National Football League. All right, National Football League. Thursday night they had game 1 of week number 7, and I think it was between the St. Louis Chiefs, no, the Kansas City Chiefs, and I don't know who the game was. DJ, could you help me? It was the Chiefs playing somebody, and the Chiefs won, which is who I picked to win, but I don't remember who they played.
So the Chiefs didn't play last night. The St. Louis, the Arizona Cardinals beat the New Orleans Saints 42-34. You bet on Cardinals and under, and it was Cardinals but over.
But over. Yeah, that's right. So that was a win for G-Money because I bet on the Cardinals to win that game. So that's 1-0 starting off in week number 7. So we'll find out the rest of the results for the rest of the teams from the weekend come Monday when we have the sports report on G-Money's radio show, G-Money's Sports Report, on Monday. We'll see how I do with the other 13 games, because there are 14 games that are played this week in week 17. So they got two four teams that have a bye. So they have four byes this week coming up. So that's D-Money Sports Report, and I'm 1-0 going into week number 7. So that's the end of D-Money Sports Report for Friday's radio show. Now, DJ Papa D, let's take a commercial break and play a song, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. And when I was in college, fate called me serious business, and I was the stepmaster for our step team. And when the showtime showed up, we were ready. And we came out on the yard, and we started stepping. And everybody was like, whoa, look at them throw down. And we got to our second to the last step, and somebody hollered out of the crowd. They said, get down, insane. And I put a couple of extra steps in there. And I forgot to stutter, so I threw all of my brothers off. Everybody was doing something different, and we all got confused. And the people in the audience started saying, you should practice at home. Everybody came out, the Alphas and the Kappas and the Qs and the AKAs and the Deltas and the Zetas all came out to see the boys in the blue and white throw down. Brother!
Step, step, don't. Hey!
Raiders think to get down. Want to get down. Oh, yeah. Get down, brothers. Do the double step. Double step, double step. Get down, brothers. Do the double step. Double step, double step. Hard Raiders thinking to get down. We want to get down. Big brother, serious business. Okay, let's doggy step. Doggy step. Brother, big brother. The doggy step. On two times. On three times. On four times. Marching up four times. On two times. On three times. Marching up. Doggy jumped it up. H-I-A, Kappa Alpha Psi, that's K-A Psi, or Phi Nu Pi. A press so nice, they had to name it twice. Omega Psi Phi, Q Dog, Omega Psi Phi. Brothers, Sigma Dog, Dummy Dog, let's step down, huh? Let's throw down. Step, step, step. Clap, 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 step, step, step. Get down insane. Get down insane. Get down insane. Womp, womp, womp. My Beto. Womp, womp, womp. My Beto. Barbados Sigma in the house. Barbados Sigma in the house. We came, we conquered and we swooped. Woo! We came, we conquered and we swooped. Woo! We came, we conquered and we And when I was in college, they called me Serious Business, and I was the step master for our step team. And when the showtime showed up, we were ready. And we came out on the yard, and we started stepping, and everybody was like, whoa, look at them throw down. And we got to our second to the last step. And somebody hollered out of the crowd. They said, get down, insane. And I put a couple of extra steps in there. And I forgot the stutter step. So I threw all of my brothers off. Everybody was doing something different. And we all got confused. And the people in the audience started saying, you should practice at home. We have a store, gmoney.com, where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything, from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G-Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G-Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G-Money gear and send it to us, and we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
My comedy album is going to be a big hit, so get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
You're
listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G-Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Friday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I have a couple of jokes for you. You know, I wrote a book, and they said it was boring. I put it on the Braille reading list, and the blind people were reading the book, and their fingers were going to sleep. You know, why does a bear wear a big fur coat? You don't know? You don't know? Because he would look really silly wearing a sweater. Why did the homeless turtle cross the road? You don't know? You don't know? Because he had to go to the Shell station. Woo! There were two mosquitoes flying around, and they flew over a celebrity party. And they saw Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis drinking and getting drunk. And one mosquito said to the other mosquito, "Let's go down and bite Dean." And the other mosquito said, "No, you go down and bite him, because I'm flying tonight. You can't drink and fly, just like you can't drink and drive." Woo! Oh, that's a good one. All right. Now, let me play a song for your listening pleasure. All right, let's play my Mustang song. Low riding, low riding for real. Low riding is the kind of song that I want to play when I feel good. I want to talk about my 65 Mustang. Low riding for real.
I had a Mustang. Oh, yeah. I told you the story about my Mustang. Oh, yeah. I told you about that. My Mustang was sharp. I had 20s all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. 53 inches off of the ground. It was gold on the outside. And then I had lights under my wheels. And it was white on the inside. Oh, man, I was low-riding for real. Oh, yeah, I had tinted windows. and my wheel wells were painted white. And I had gold lights on my wheels. My Mustang was the sight. I used to ride my Mustang all over town. And at night I would turn my lights on my wheels. And they would say, wow, look at that Mustang go. Oh man, I was low riding for real. Oh, it was clean as the board of hell. And people would see me. And I'd be like, yeah, baby, look at this Mustang. This is a sight to see. I would roll up on the corner, and people used to look at my car and go, wow. And I have a couple of girlfriends that love to ride in my car. People would look at me and go, wow. Oh yeah, this Mustang was sharp. Wow, that car looks so good. I kept purring like a kitten. And it runs so good. My Mustang was sharp. I had 20s all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. Getting 3 inches off of the ground. My Mustang was sharp. I had 20s all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. Getting 3 inches off of the ground. Come on now. Yeah. Show me what you can do. I've been all over the world. Show me what you can do. Thank you. around. They couldn't tell me nothing. Sitting 3 inches off of the ground. My car was just exceptional. I kept it purring like a kitten. It wasn't loud, it was quiet, it was a nice car. And I would roll up on the corner and people would look at me and go, wow, that's nice. You want a race? And I go, no, I don't have no motor in it, but it looks good. And I would just roll on down the street, just low riding in my glory. I'm G Money, the pimp dummy. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. DJ Big Nasty. DJ Papa D. Big booty girls run the world. I'm G Money, the pimp camel. And if you didn't know, now you know. And now that you know, go and tell somebody. Heard me? And we looked up, and the blunt had gone all the way to the top of the arena.
Big Mouth Productions and G-House Media presents.
I hate being wet. In fact, I get mad when I got to take a shower.
The one you've been waiting for.
And when we finish with the front side, I'll turn you over and do the back.
G-Money, the teacher from the streets.
And I was like a DUI. How did I get a DUI?
G-Money, the pimp comic.
I like crack. Boy, crack is the shit.
You don't want to sleep on this one.
I had been drinking, so I was feeling no pain, and I was driving.
G Money, the pimp comic and teacher from the streets, coming soon to a liquor store near you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, Las Vegas, let's talk NFL football. Time to get your horses up. Put your money up. This year, we're going for the win. We got 16 weeks. So follow along with G and see if G Money is going to be able to pick a winner. Every week, I'm going to be in it to win it.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Well, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome to Gregory's Story and Friday's radio show. Well, I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I have a short joke for you. You know, there was a man and wife that
were living in a house, and the wife went to the bathroom. And when she finished on the toilet, she tried to get up off the toilet, and she was stuck. Yep, she was stuck on the toilet. So she called her husband into the bathroom to help pull her off of the toilet, and he couldn't pull her off the toilet either. So he told her he was going to go call the plumber and see if the plumber had some tools that they could use to pull her off the toilet. And he went into the bedroom and he used the phone and he called the plumber, and the plumber said, yeah, I got some tools. And so he said, okay. And he came back and went in the bathroom and told his wife that the plumber was on his way and he'd be here in 5 minutes. And then he noticed that his wife had her pants down around her ankles, and her private parts were showing. And he didn't want the plumber to come in and see her with her private parts showing. So he went in the bedroom, and he got one of his big hats, and he came, and he put it on his wife's lap and covered her private parts. And then the doorbell rang, and the man walked out to open the door. And then he walked the plumber into the bathroom and showed him. He said, see, that's my wife over there on the toilet. Do you think you have something to help get her off the toilet? And he said, yeah, I got some tools to get her off the toilet. But the man under that hat, I can't do nothing for him. He's a goner. Woo! I'm G-Money, the pimp coming. And if you didn't know, now you know. Yeah, I had a girlfriend that had one leg and she had one eye. And people asked me what I called her. And I said, I called her IHOP. I also had a friend that had a few strands of hair on her head, and she put some grease on her head and combed her hair to the side. And then she called her hairstyle dippity-doo. And I told her it'll dip, but it won't do. All right, now it's time for a story that I recorded for my listening audience. So DJ Papa D, can you play the story that I recorded for my listening audience? And we'll be back for more of the show and some more music in a minute.
So my boys' baseball team was outstanding. They went 7-1. We had a great year. And the game that they lost in the bottom of the eighth inning. A guy got on to second base, and we had a guy that got up and hit a long drive to center field. And the guy tried to score from second base with two outs. He rounded third base, and I thought he had it, so I waved him around, and their center fielder threw a shot to the shortstop, who turned and threw a shot to the plate, and the catcher had the ball and was waiting on our guy when he got to the plate. Well, our guy was bigger than the catcher, so he decided he knocked the catcher over. And we'd win the game. Well, the catcher held on to the ball, so our guy was out, and they won the game by one run. And that was the only team that beat us. And they went undefeated that season. And we lost one game, and that was to them. Man, my baseball team was exceptional. And I told them, don't worry about it. Next year, we're going to win the whole thing. Right, guys? And they were like, yeah, Coach G, we're going to win the whole thing. And I'll be damned if they didn't. They won the whole thing. They went 8-0. Except I wasn't the coach the next year because the teacher, the principal, decided that she wanted to move me and let somebody else coach the team because she said I was doing too much. And I was just trying to do as much as I could to make the kids as happy as possible. So that was that situation. But I had gone to school to learn how to be a teacher. And my buddy had gone to school too. And he was up for a principalship position. And one day he was at home and his mother woke him up and said, you got to get dressed and get ready to go to school. And he said, I don't want to go to school today. I'm tired. Let me sleep 30 more minutes, and then I'll get up and get dressed and go to school. And his mother said, all right, I'm going to set the snooze alarm for 30 minutes, and then I'm going to come back up here and wake you up again. So he went back to sleep. And 30 minutes later, his snooze alarm went off, and his mother went upstairs and said, rise and shine, sleepyhead. It's time for you to get up and get dressed to go to school. And he said, Mama, I don't want to go to school. The kids talk about me, and the teachers don't like me. And I want to spend 15 minutes in bed longer. And his mother said, okay. You can stay in bed 15 minutes longer. But after that, you got to get up and get dressed. Get ready for school because you'll be late. And he said, yeah, okay. So he laid down and went back to sleep. And his snooze alarm went off 15 minutes later. And his mother came up the stairs, rise and shine, sleepyhead. It's time for you to get up and go to school. And he's like, oh, Mama, I don't want to go to school. The kids don't like me, and the teachers talk about me. I don't want to go to school today. And his mother said, well, I don't know what to tell you, but you need to get up and get dressed and get ready for school because you have to go to school because you're the principal. That's right. He was the principal of the school. And he had worked his way up from being a teacher to the principal. And then he decided that he didn't like being the principal because it wasn't as fun as being a teacher. So he didn't want to go to school because the kids were talking about him and the teachers were talking about him and the kids didn't like him and the teachers didn't like him. But he was the administration. He was the principal. So he had situations he had to deal with to make his life better. So I laughed at him because I was still teaching school. Even though they wanted me to be the principal, I said, no, thank you. I'm staying in the classroom with the kids because that's where I want to be. I want to be working and talking with the kids. And that's the place that I wanted to be. And that's where I was for 20 years in Compton Unified. But I went from teaching 6th grade all the way to teaching 12th grade. And I did a little coaching too. But I mostly stayed in the classroom and dealt with the kids. And that's where all the fun was. I had a ball. I did everything from taking pictures of the kids to starting a fashion magazine to DJing at lunchtime in the high school auditorium, in the high school lunch yard. Yes, I did it all. I set up a school newspaper at the junior high school. and I set up a bank in my classroom, and I even bought and sold baseball cards. Man, I was involved with the kids all day long, all the way around the clock. I was dealing with the kids, and I had a ball. It was big fun and a great time. Yes, it was. And my memories of being in the school district for 20 years is unsurpassed. I can tell you about it. It's a great feel. And speaking of athletes, I want to give a shout out to some of the best athletes I played with back in the day when I was playing in school and playing at the park. I want to give a happy birthday to Leland Ratliff. Hey, Leland, I know you're about 61 now, huh? You're getting old, man. And Sylvan Matoya. What's up, Sil? They called you the snake. Yeah, he played football at my high school. He was a strong safety, free safety. Because he's real fast. And he played baseball, too. But he didn't play baseball at Sarah High School. So anyway, what's up, Sil? Happy birthday, man. I know you're about 61 also. You're about that age. And let me say, what's up, Mark Sanders? Go, Mob. What's up, Fred? I know you're hanging tough representing the blue and white. You know how we do it. Go Mob, go Mob, go Mob. And for those of you that don't know what go Mob means, it means go make another brother. G-M-O. G-O-M-A-B. Go Mob. Yeah. So if you ask, if you run into a sick man, a brother in the blue and white fraternity, and you tell him, go Mob, they'll tell you, go Mob, brother, go Mob. Because that's how we do it. And what's up, frat? My son, Anthony Lennon, you had a show on the 15th of August. Sorry, I missed it. I slept that one. You didn't send me an email or a text or a phone call to remind me about the show. But I heard Kevin Hart was your star, your guest star. So I hope the show went off all right.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
Detroit players, Tim's for my hooligans in Brooklyn.
That's
dead right, it's the head right, Biggie there, and I. Papa been school since days of under rules. Never lose, never choose to. Bruce, cruise who? Do something to us.
Come on.
Talk, go through us.
Do
girls want to us, wanna do us, screw us, who us? Yeah, Papa and Pop. Close like Starsky and Hutch, stick to clutch. Yeah, I squeeze three at your cherry M3. Bang every MC
take that.
Easily.
Take that.
Recently, niggas frontin' ain't saying nothing, so I just speak my peace.
Come
keep my peace. Cubans with the Jesus peace.
Thank
with
you,
my
man.
Peace. Packing, asking who want it. You got it, nigga, flaunt it. That Brooklyn bullshit, we on it.
Biggie, 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 can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me. And I just love your flashy ways. Guess that's why they're broken, you're so fake. Biggie, 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 can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me. And I just love your flashy ways. Guess that's
put hoes in NY onto DKNY. Miami, D.C., prefer Versace.
That's right.
All Philly hoes know it's Moschino. Every cutie with the booty bought a coochie. Now who's the real dookie? Meaning who's really the shit? Them niggas ride dick. Frank White pushed me sick. Called the Lexus, LX, 4.5. Bulletproof glass tips if I want some ass. Gon' blast squeeze first. Ask questions last. That's how most of these so-called gangsters pass.
Bye-bye.
At last, a nigga rapping about blunts and bras, tits and bras, menage a trois, sex and expensive cars, and still leave you on the pavement. Condo paid for, no car payment. At my arraignment, no for the plaintiff. The daughter's tied up in the Brooklyn basement. Face it, not guilty. That's how I stay filthy. Richer than richer, so you niggas come and get me.
Come on.
Biggie, 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 can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me. And I just love your flashy ways. This is why they're broken, you're so fake. Baby, can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me. And I just love your flashy ways. This is why they're broken, you're so fake.
I can fill you with real millionaire shit. That's cargo, my cargo. 160, swiftly. Wreck it by your new one. Your crew run, run, run. Your crew run, run. I know you sick of this lame brand. Nigga with flows, girl, say he sweet like nigga with. So get with this, nigga, it's easy. Girlfriend, here's a bitch. Call me round 10, come through, have sex on rough, that's Persian.
That's right.
Come up to your job, hit you while you're working, for certain. Pop a freaking, not speaking, leave the ass leaking, like rapper demo. Tell them hoes, take their clothes off slowly. Kill them with the force like Kobe, dick black like Kobe, watch me roam like Roman. Lucky they don't owe me, where the safe, show me, homie.
Homie.
Biggie, 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 can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me, and I just love your flashy ways. Guess it's why they're broken, you're so fake. Biggie, 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 can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me, and I just love your flashy ways. Guess it's why they're broken, you're so fake. Biggie, 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 can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me, and I just love your flashy ways. Guess it's why they're broken, you're so fake.
My comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. Friday radio show. We broadcast around the world. That's right. I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Friday's Gregory Story. Well, I'm G-Money, the Pimp Comic, and, well, I guess I have some more time to talk about some things that are going on in the world. We're getting ready to have an election on the 8th of November, so we're having the, I don't know what you want to call it, because we're not getting a new president, but we're getting new representatives in the House, and we're getting new senators in the, getting new Congress people in the Senate. So we're getting some new representatives to represent us in the federal government. And they got all these people endorsing people on all of these TV stations and these radio stations all around the country. And they're saying Donald Trump is recommending three or four people to be governors in different states, as he wants the Republicans to win the governorship in a lot of different states. And Obama is going around representing a lot of Democrats in a lot of the states, as he wants to see Democrats in the House and in the Senate. So we're trying to pack the House full of senators and representatives from the Democratic Party so that the Democrats can take control of the House of Representatives and take control of the Senate. And with Biden as the president, we should have control of the government as far as the United States is concerned. So Biden has two more years running for president, being president. So hopefully we can get a Congress under him to help him do the things that he wants to do without any problems, without any disappointments or anybody not wanting to do what he wants to do. So that's what's going on the 8th of March. And they're still trying to enforce the abortion issue. They're trying to say that we shouldn't have abortion in the U.S. of A. But we have a lot of representatives that are running for election now that are saying they believe that women have the right to choose whether they want to have an abortion or not. They have the freedom to decide what goes on with their body. There are a lot of senators, a lot of candidates that don't believe that. They don't believe that the woman has the choice to abort a baby if they get pregnant, if they decide they don't want to carry the baby, then they believe that the woman has to carry the baby full term, even if it affects their life, if their life may die behind the opportunity of them being pregnant. But some of the officials in government believe that it doesn't matter what the circumstance, that they need to have the baby. And I know some people that say if people are having babies, they can put the woman in jail and they can sell their babies to somebody so that the babies can be raised in another country. Now, I don't know about that. That's, I don't believe in those terms, but I believe if a woman wants to abort her baby, she should have the option of doing so. But some people believe that women can go to jail and then they can have babies in jail and their babies can be sold to people on the outside of jail and they can trade their babies for money or for power or for other political situations. And I'm thinking that if a woman has a baby, even if she has it in jail, she should be able to put it into foster care until she gets out of jail. And then she can come and claim her baby after she gets out of jail so that she can claim her child. But that's the situation that I think a woman needs to decide with her doctor. I don't think the government has a right to come in and make that decision for the woman. That's not the way that it should be decided for women to have babies. If they want to have an abortion, for whatever reason, they should be able to do that. And it should be legal, and they should have a safe place to go to a clinic and have the abortion done. That's just my opinion. I've been involved in an abortion situation, and I wasn't in favor of it. I didn't know about it until after it happened. But I was disappointed because I felt like I had a solution to what we could do with the baby. Me and my girlfriend were in school and we were trying to finish our college education. And I suggested that if she has a girl, she give the baby to my mama. My mama was raising all boys. She didn't have any girls in her life. So I think raising a girl would have really made my mother very happy. And if she would have had a boy, then she could have given the boy to her mother. Because her mother didn't have any boys. She had all girls. So she would have been happy at raising a boy. But I found out that my girlfriend's mother didn't want to be babysitting any baby. So she wasn't in favor of her daughter having the baby. So that was an interesting situation to pop up. I never thought about what the parents thought about us having a baby. Actually, I never thought about me having a baby. So it was just a situation that popped up because I was messing around and I was unprotected. And I was just having fun. But situations happen like that. So when it came down to it, I tried to make the best decision for me and my friend. We had to be adult about it and have a positive situation with our relationship, even though that relationship kind of tore us apart. Because I was just surprised to find out that my baby, that she didn't have my baby, that she aborted the baby. And that was just a surprise to me, because I thought when I came back to school at the end of the summer, I was going to have a girlfriend that was pregnant or getting ready to have a baby. But it didn't turn out like that. So it was a whole another situation that resulted in a change in my life. And then me and my girlfriend fell out. She wasn't no longer my girlfriend. Even though we're cool now, I think she's holding some resentment about what happened. So that's an interesting situation. But such is life. You live and you learn. And I finished college and I got a good job and I worked with kids and I worked in real positive jobs doing what I thought I was doing, the best I was doing. So it was an interesting situation. But life goes on. And I'm still here, kicking it, doing what I do in Las Vegas and all over the world. I'm G-Money, and I'm live on the radio, broadcasting around the world for listening pleasure. Yeah, but I think it's time to shut it down. Time for me to get off the radio and go somewhere and do something. And before I go, I want to give acknowledgement to people that are celebrating their birthday today. On October 21st, 2022. So DJ, Papa D, do you have any birthdays that we need to give a shout out to? For my friends and my fans and my neighbors around the world. My frats and my sores, too. As I'm getting ready to get off the air.
You know, I was telling you a story about my teen mother, who was the mother of my baseball team that I was coaching at the park. And she was coming to the nightclub that I was DJing at. And we were hanging out real tough. I really liked her. But she was dating my buddy. So I couldn't date her. And I left her alone. I mean, I still talk to her. She was my friend. But I couldn't get close to her like I really wanted to. So she brought her girlfriend from work to the club. And she introduced me to her. And this girl looked like my mother. She was beautiful. She was tall. She was big-breasted, big booty. She had pretty hair. She had beautiful eyes. Oh, she was gorgeous. And I really liked her a lot. So I was talking to her, and we became good friends.
Money, and I'm here to say I rap on the microphone like back in the day. I came to party, didn't come to play. Can't stop me now, it's five all day. I'm G-Money, number one on the mic. Got diamonds on my fingers, the kind that you like.
Got my name on my hat and my name on my shoes. Step master of the blue side blues, stepping crew. I'm G Money, used to live in the park, getting high with my homeboys in the park after dark. The camp was a lot, and in the desert first, the camp blew up like a battlefield nerd. I'm G Money, and I'm blowing up the spot. Got all of my homeboys smoking up all my pot. All of my ladies singing ready or not. All my lyrics big, nasty, and hot. I'm hot like a blazing fire, burning up the planet. Double dates with Chrissy and her roommate Janet. All of my women cooking home-cooked meals. My skin is shiny like a black seal. I'm G-Money, ladies love my style. I'm cool in the neighborhood, they love my smile. I'm running through the city and I'm walking for a mile. Don't call me on the phone unless you call my dial. I'm G-Money, it's a family affair. I'm hanging with the homies and we go everywhere. They say I'm so fly, they call me Savoir Faire. Girls in my neighborhood, French braid my hair. I'm G-Money, and I'm swinging on a swing. Like a gangster on the run, I'm like a street king. I'm G-Money, and I want the world to know I'm an OG gangster with the old school flow. Old school flow, old school flow, old school flow, old school flow. I'm G-Money, and I want the world to know I'm a straight OG with the old school flow. Old school flow, old school flow. I'm G-Money, and I'm here to say I rap on a microphone like back in the day. Came to party, didn't come to play. Can't stop me now, 6-5 all day. I'm G-Money, the pimp comic, and if you didn't know, now you know. And now that you know, go tell somebody, heard me?
One day I was in a game. I was playing against my buddy's team. And the team I was playing for, I was new to the team. So I hadn't really established myself in a position. They just kind of put me wherever they could fit me in for the game. Now, right field is right behind the second baseman, the position that they usually put the sorry baseball players. Because nobody hits the ball to right field. So they put a lot of non-ball players in right field. If you have somebody that can't throw real far, they put them in right field. Or you put somebody that's real slow, they put them in right field. Or somebody that can't catch a fly ball, they put them in right field. So they put me in right field. My comedy album is going to be a big hit, so get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/GregoryGerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Put another candle on my birthday cake. We're gonna bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today. I'm gonna have a party with my birthday cake.
All right, DJ Papa D, what birthdays do we have that we're celebrating today that we are recognized?
All right. Here are the birthdays for today, October 21st, 2022. Happy birthday to Reynolds Brown. Happy birthday to Jackie Wilson, 63 years young today. Happy birthday to Jocelyn Miller Harris. Happy birthday to Wesley Allen. Happy birthday to Chauncey of the Hero's Journey. Happy birthday to Freddie Dickens Jr., 48 years young today. Happy birthday to Dee Dee Brooks, 62 years young. And last but not least, happy birthday to Bertha Merritt, who's 72 years young today. And that's it. So happy birthday to everyone celebrating their birthday today, October 21st, 2022.
Well, happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthday today on the 21st of October, 2022. I hope you had a grateful day. It's been an eventful week, and I've had some good things happen to me. I hope you've had some great things happening to you, especially with your birthdays and stuff. Today, I think, is the last day of the Virgo. Tomorrow will be Scorpio, I think, if I'm correct with my zodiac sign. So I want to wish all my Libras the best of luck and continue in good life and goodwill in your life as you pursue your livelihood and your career as you move forward in this world. And may God Almighty bless you in everything that you do. And may you continue to follow in the guidance of our Lord and Savior. And I want to wish you the best of everything. May you have good days today and better days tomorrow as we continue on our path for eternal salvation. So, without further ado, I want to say to you, let us pray. Oh, I want to sing my birthday song. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Everybody that's celebrating their birthday today on October 21st, all my Libras and all my Scorpios that will be starting their birthdays tomorrow, may you have the grace of our Lord and Savior as he blesses you in this life that we live. And may you live in the eternal glory of our Lord and Savior as he died for our salvation. May you live in peace and happiness to the days, all the days of your life. And now, without further ado, I say, let us pray. Talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus. Since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district, so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us
from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I said, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God on high. Amen.
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.